Banff, Banff and Lake Louise Hospitality Association's new executive director is set to tackle some tough issues facing the Bow Valley, including a labor staffing crisis and environmental sustainability as the tourism industry recovers from the COVID-19 pandemic. Effective July 1, Wanda Bogdane took over the role from Darren Reeder, who has held the position for the past 16 years with Banff and Lake Louise Hospitality Association, BLLHA, a tourism policy development and advocacy organization. Bogdane, who has been BLLHA's Director of Communications and Stakeholder Engagement for almost 4 years, said she's excited to step in at such an important time in the tourism industry's recovery. "I'd like to build on Darren's good work as he has set a strong foundation for the organization," she said. "That is one of the drivers behind me taking the position on. One of the biggest issues facing the tourism industry is labor attraction and retention, with the region facing a critical labor shortage. Part of this is due to lack of international workers. Foreign workers who were in the Bow Valley had to leave during the pandemic and many have not returned." Bogdane, who has led associations, societies and charities throughout her career, and was also director of marketing for Cross Country Canada, said BLLHA has been working more closely with Banff and Lake Louise Tourism on labor issues. "We are currently working with a suite of researchers and are doing a very deep dive with employers, with current employees and with prospective employees," she said, noting the last research was done in 2014. "It's time to revisit things. A lot has changed since that research was done. This will give us a renewed lens so that we can actually have hugely important conversations with industry, with government partners at all three levels." The research will be unveiled at an employer summit on October 18. Bogdane said there will be conversations with the employer network across Banff and Lake Louise to better understand the path forward. "What do we do now? What is our destination strategy and what would employers like to commit to?" she said. "The current labor shortage means there are certain service reductions such as hoteliers offering fewer rooms, restaurants closed certain days of the week, reduced daily operating hours or fewer menu items to help out kitchen staff. It changes per organization. Some are actually doing better than expected right now, but they also know what's ahead in July and August," said Bogdane. "It's a continuous impact, unfortunately, but what we are seeing is there are service reductions that are being done so that we can keep our service standards high." Bogdane will also continue work on the organization's sustainability goals for Banff National Park, everything from carbon reduction to reducing organization waste. BLLHA sits on the Town of Banff's Zero Waste Trailblazers Selection Committee, which included goals of reducing organizational waste. "To be able to work on that file and move things ahead is one of the most critical situations we need to address in Banff National Park," she said. Trevor Long, BLLHA president, welcomed Bogdane to the executive director position, but also thanked Reeder for his contributions over the past 16 years. "Darren has contributed an astonishing amount to the community and the park itself as a vanguard of our sector," Long said in a news release. "His impressive ability to garner the attention of politicians and navigate complex policy has been second to none." Reeder said the work he has been involved in with BLLHA has been incredible. "The issues managed, as well as the people I've worked with, have had an enormous impact on my career," he said in the release. "The last 16 years have been a pleasure and I will remain involved in the sector in new capacities." Formed in 1974, BLLHA advocates for Banff National Park's accommodation, food and beverage and tourism sectors.